inflation is becoming a major concern. But of course, the Federal Reserve now recognizes this, saying that we need to retire the word transitory from the inflation outlook, lining up with this being a persistent threat. And they're going to be reversing course with now an expected 3 to 4 rate hikes this year. It sounds like the Fed is now trying to fix their mistakes that they were making. What do you think of what this means for the markets and the global economy?
I think the markets are in for a big moment of reckoning. I don't even think the markets are reading this correctly. I don't believe the market, the investors as a general consensus, is really understanding what we're dealing with. American voters, even independents, are furious about increasing prices, gas prices, food prices, and other prices. And I am absolutely convinced that that is the predicament in the White House, and that is the one condition that got Mr. Powell his job, because he didn't do a great job. Despite of that, he was reelected or reassigned or renominated. And I believe that he got that by accepting the mandate to fight inflation over the next couple of months. And this is where the markets are wrong. We shouldn't be expecting 3 to 4 rate hikes during 2022. We should expect 3 to 4 rate hikes within the next 6 months.
If you want to listen to this full interview, go to financialsense.com and click the subscribe button.